Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we consider the power of God in our lives.
I sing the almighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. And all the stars obey, the stars obey,
who fill the sky with radiant stars to glorify the night, who knows a path that leads up to
Father in heaven, we thank you that your power in us is the same power that created the universe, that created Adam and Eve, that brought the flood to cleanse the earth, that divided the Red Sea, that provided manna in the wilderness. The same power that changed water into wine, that healed the blind so they could see, that cured the lepers, that brought Lazarus back to life. And your power in us is the very same power that rose Jesus Christ from the dead. And that is the same power that gives us new life in Christ, your Son. Resurrection power. Power that will bring us into your very presence in heaven someday. That same power is within every born-again, Spirit-filled believer. Father, through your Spirit, help these facts to change our lives. May it dramatically change our prayer life and the choices that we make each day. May your power bring back the joy of our salvation. Lord, help us to indeed think on these things.
Name.
Thank you for listening to this call to worship as we're looking at the reality of the power of God in our lives. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. And our website address is calltoworship.us.
Lord, into temptation. Could I come to you? Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. And Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love. Lord, unveil my eyes, let me see you face to face. The knowledge of your love as you live in me.
As you live in me.
Lord, renew my mind as your will unfolds in my life.
In living every day.
In the power of your
in the power of your love,
and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love.
This is your call to worship.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder what he can do for me. No great success to show, no glory of my own, yet in my weakness he is there to let me
Let's look at examples of the power of God. From 2 Samuel 22, "In your strength I can crush an army. With my God I can scale any wall. God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to Him for protection. For who is God except the Lord? Who but our God is a solid rock? God is my strength and power, my strong fortress, and He makes my way perfect." In 1 Chronicles 29, "Then David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly. O Lord, the God of our ancestor Israel, may You be praised forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on earth is Yours, O Lord, and this is Your kingdom. We adore You as the One who is over all things. Wealth and honor come from You alone, for You rule over everything. Power and might are in Your hand, and at your discretion people are made great and given strength. O our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. From Job 26, how you have helped the powerless, how you have saved the weak. God stretches the northern sky over empty space and hangs the earth on nothing. He wraps the rain in his thick clouds, and the clouds don't burst with weight. He covers the face of the moon, shrouding it with his clouds. He created the horizon when he separated the waters. He set the boundary between day and night. The foundations of heaven tremble. They shudder at his rebuke. By his power, the sea grew calm. By his skill, he crushed the great sea monster. His spirit made the heavens beautiful, and his power pierced the gliding serpent. These are just the beginning of all that he does, merely a whisper of his power. Who then can comprehend the thunder of his power? Here are reminders that God's power is at work in us. From Psalm 68, God is awesome in his sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God. Isaiah 40, to whom will you compare me? Who is my equal? Asks the Holy One. Look up into the heavens. Who created all those stars? He brings them out like an army, one after another, calling each by its name. Because of his great power and incomparable strength, not a single one is missing. O Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? O Israel, how can you say God ignores your rights? Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weary or weak. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Here's the power of God in salvation. John 1, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. From Acts 1. So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore your kingdom? He replied, the Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they're not for you to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. From Romans 1, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. 1 Corinthians 1, for Christ didn't send me to baptize, but to preach the good news, and not with clever speech, for fear that the cross of Christ would lose its power. The message of the cross is foolish to those who are headed for destruction, but we who are being saved know it is the very power of God. 2 Corinthians 4, for God who said, let there be light in the darkness, has made this light shine in our hearts so we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. And this power is given to us. 2 Timothy 1, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. Three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I'm glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. And then Ephesians chapter 1. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given those he called, his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms.
God has given an assurance I can have peace, I can have joy, I can be strong. He is my fortress. I can be sure I am secure within his hand. He is my joy, my hope of life eternal. He is the rock, the solid rock on which I stand. His word is a lamp unto our feet, and when the laughter turns to sorrow, in his embrace we find his grace when we are weak. He is our strength. Our fortress, we can be sure we are secure within his hand. He is our joy, our hope of life eternal. He is the rock, the sun.
When the sky was starless in the void of the night,
our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
The judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom, the mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
Our call to worship today has focused on the power of God in our lives. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program has been a blessing to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and, of course, to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you hear on this program. That's Call to Worship. .us. Call to Worship today has reminded us of the importance of the power of God in our lives and is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Unto Him be glory in the Church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.